We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Taylor Lautner is a bit of a flair, isn't he? Like, off topic.
No, side note, Taylor Lautner is a right. What's he doing now?
How could people have been Team Edward? Sorry, like, if you were or whatever, and sorry, Edward, or whatever your name is in real life. But Taylor Lautner, like, Sharkboy and Lavagirl, like, oh my god.
Sharkboy, come here to me. Anyway, Taylor Lautner's a snack.
Hey mammies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam!
I feel like I want to change that up every time we do it afresh.
No babe, we can't change everything because we need some form of consistency from episode to episode.
We need some continuity because we're severely lacking. We're just rambling otherwise. How are things? How are all the mammies doing?
I hope you're well. Thank you so much for listening. And that's all we're going to say on the thank yous because Kevin had to edit 8 minutes down to 4 the last time because we started thanking me for so long.
No, I mean, obviously, we're still going to be very, like,
grateful.
Appreciative and grateful. But honestly, last time we were thanking everyone. Like, just we'd done a second episode and you swear now we'd just been nominated for a Grammy for the podcast. Which, you know what, it's obviously still on the horizon, so let's save it for that.
Sometimes there could be 100 people in the room and you just need one to believe in you. If you don't know Lady Gaga's speech from the Grammys, look it up.
Okay, right, so leading on from our last episode, we put out the search and the warrant for...
The meme girl.
Crying meme girl.
We actually know her identity, but our legal team say we can't release it until we come to an agreement with her. Because what? She's blackmailing us, guys.
Guys, we can't believe it. So we offered out... our love. We were looking for this girl, hoping that, you know, she'd be really, like,
happy.
Flattered.
Yeah.
That we got in touch
flattered
and shouted her.
Much,
no,
but...
flattered. I'm going to say flattered. And then she's blackmailing us for a pair of AirPods.
I think she's a bit odd with us because we dragged her for our headphones. So she's saying, we can only use the rights to our image now, guys, if we give her AirPods. So if you click in the bio, we're setting a GoFundMe page for AirPods because we want to use that meme.
For the mystery girl.
Mystery girl, who shall not be named.
Yeah, we can't reveal her just yet, but all will come in due course.
You will get the meme that you're gagging for, we promise.
Also, I want to talk about that girl who sent in that video of her bopping along to the Does Your Mother Know, the intro music.
Oh, the ABBA tune that we use, yeah. That is a bop, though, I don't blame her.
What's her name, Lisa, or I don't know what her handle is.
Lost with Lisa on Insta. She was on a Ryanair flight back to Ireland, and she was wrecking the gaff. I'm skitting, because imagine looking over. You're in the Ryanair flight, you look over, and a girl's just wrecking the gaff on the side. You're like, oh my God, she's having a fit. Call the aerostess.
But what a bop.
Yeah, no, it is a tune. My mom's obsessed with ABBA. Like, we're...
Who is it?
Bae from Watching Mamma Mia.
Oh my
but
God.
I love it. At the start, it was like, oh, it's so cheesy and stuff. But then the inner gay in me came out and I was like, living. And then
anything with Meryl Streep, I'm going to eat up. I love Meryl Streep, but I'm at a constant struggle with it because my mom hates her. My mom basically...
What?
My mom hates any successful female who doesn't look her age. She hates... So basically, all the gay icons.
Okay, so before we go any further, we have to talk about the dramas of this week. So for people who don't know, Kevin's actually really mask and plays for our football team.
Mask for mask.
Take it away, tell them.
Yeah, so basically I was playing football last night and gay football.
Yeah, that's actually lovely of the gay little league, but we'll get into that in another episode to continue
yeah,
the story.
We'll talk about that for, basically I was really thirsty this time last year and thought by joining a gay men's football team I would be swimming in fellas. Okay, so she's wearing a cute black ensemble.
Mm.
She's sweating it out. It's the noun to the last 10 minutes.
You were living.
I was living my truth with the football, dribbling, doing my bit. I was giving you Amanda Bynes. She's the man. And anyway, a fella comes and tackles me. Before I know it, I'm going, let's get sickening season 6. I'm up in the air. And I'm gone over on my ankle and it's the size of...
How rude of him.
Yeah, how rude of him to tackle me in a sport. Oh my God, where those are the
rules
of the game. But yeah, I had to go to the hospital and I was up the walls. Well, A&E just to be safe because I was like, honey, these legs are my bread and butter.
Yeah, girl.
I need to get them seen to. Yeah, so it just turned out I have like a nasty sprain and stuff, but like...
Well, these gays like fussing over you, like, get this man a stretcher, or, oh my God, get this man a towel, get this man like a...
An Icelandic, quick, I need it. Yeah, so shut I was like... I went to the hospital and I was like...
Did you get an ambulance?
No, I just got an Uber.
Okay.
It was quicker, wasn't it, really?
Uberlux. No, I just Uberluxed it there.
I just credited it to the club's account, so I was fine. Shout out to all the people who work in the NHS, because, oh my God.
Oh, my God.
NHS, hats off to you, because you are doing the mostest. And the abuse they have to put up with, like, from people, they're there to look after people, and they're doing that.
Yeah.
And, like, people aren't... giving them the respect they deserve.
And we get it, babe, you're sick, but like they're sick of you. But yeah, so it was a bit of a night.
It was an ordeal, but you know what? It could have been worse. Okay, but one thing I am fed up of is people saying, oh, well, at least it's not broken. Bitch, why don't I headbutt you in the nose, make you bleed, and then say, oh, at least it's not broken.
At least it's not broken.
I don't want to hear that. That's not any consolation.
Yeah, as well, like, a sprain's worse than a break, I'm sure.
Some people have been saying it, and I'm fully buying into it because... it's painful.
Yeah, like...
apparently, like, you break your foot, you show your leg in the cast, it has to just heal.
And also, like, you don't always struggle. That's like someone getting fired from the job and you being like, well, at least you're not dead.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That's...
shut up.
Exactly. It's not comforting, so stop doing it. Right, let's move on to the topics, because we're...
yeah, we're waffling again. This week's theme is... love and dating.
Alexa, play I Won't Say I'm In Love from the Hercules soundtrack.
Hercules.
I Won't Say I'm In Love by Susan Egan
what?
From Spotify.
Susan Egan? Who's she? She's from Cork.
Stop it now. Don't ruin the song for me because I love it.
Remember, we lip sang to this at my birthday in front of everybody.
Oh my God.
If there's any footage of that night, can someone send it to me, please?
And...
boom! That's ancient history. Pop your chest out. Me counselling you every Sunday after you have a random hookup.
Oh, thinking of. Oh, no that chance. One. No way, I can't. I won't listen to it all. To.
No, you can't.
This is iconic.
Babe, we can't have the whole podcast listening to Hercules.
It's still
so.
Cliche, I won't say a
Oh, Meg is a babe, sis.
I think Meg is definitely my favourite Disney princess. She has to be.
Is she a princess?
She is, but not in the, like...
traditional sense.
Traditional sense of the word, you know what I mean? Which is why she's iconic.
Yeah.
Like, Meg is a bad bitch.
Oh my God, if you look up bad bitch in the dictionary, Meg is just there next to it, just chilling.
A pic of Meg.
And
she
then
is...
me and you, because we're bad bitches too.
We're unapologetic bitch. This is definitely, I think, like, my favourite Disney song. It's, like, my go-to.
Yeah.
Actually, Hercules is definitely my, like, favourite.
You need to stop calling Hercules, babe. It's Hercules.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my goodness.
You have a background in musical theatre, babe. You need to know how to say Hercules.
And apparently you have a background in Greek mythology. So what's going on here? The hemp. It's not Hercules.
It's Hercules.
Who was the gladiator? Hercules. Oh yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah. I really...
Who's darling Jeeves? A great theater.
I not at the time.
Our favorite flavor.
Okay, babe.
Hercules now is like... He was a snack.
He is a snack.
I feel like if I was to become a drag queen... Sorry, when?
When I become a drag queen.
I'm just going to turn out lip sync after lip sync
of
from...
Disney films.
No, Hercules. What's the one that Ursula does from The Little Mermaid?
Ursula was a drag queen, was she? As in his base. Remember, oh my god, right? So we went to a club in London. Remember that? The first club we went to, and the drag queen came out dressed as Ursula. And she started whipping squid out of her tits and throwing them at the real squid.
I hope no one from the NSPCA is listening, because... Like, what that drag queen did. She whipped a squid out of underneath. Where was it? She whipped
under her dress.
Under her dress. And just, I remember, because I wasn't looking at the
flung
set.
It into the audience.
Babe, there was squid slime all over the place. The gays were not impressed. They were like, oh, yuck.
Like, yuck.
Yucky, what is this? Oh my god, is this a carb?
What's
the song?
What
Poor Unfortunate Souls is her song.
Okay. What's that?
The poor unfortunate souls. No. That was actually kind of good.
What
was
this?
There's a cat out in the garden and I nearly...
Where?
...lost my life up on the fence.
Oh my god.
We're never getting a cat. Why do we think we were going to get a cat when I can't even look at one in the garden? Not mind one...
I'm petrified.
Not mind one jumping on my bed in the middle of the night.
One,
I know. Oh, guys.
We
someone
can call
just...
it Meghan America. What are your top five Disney films?
I love that. I love Mulan. I love Aladdin. What else? Lion King, obviously.
Why obviously?
But like,
it's
Circle
iconic.
Of Life.
Scar is so gay, actually.
When I went to Scar, it's really gay.
But I love him. You know, my best friend Jordan, we've done a play in primary school of The Lion King. And me and him auditioned together. And he read for Scar and I read for Zazu. And he got Scar. And I was so pissed off. I was so allergic.
Babe, why did you read for Zazu?
So, I don't know. Here's me
oh,
going in.
Oh, but you
in.
Didn't get the part. You didn't
oh,
get any part.
Oh, no. I was Nala's man. I had one line, right?
She didn't drag any.
So the first night, it's what do you think Sarabi's the line? So first night, what do you think Sarabi? Second night, I was like, fuck this, I'm doing more. I goes, I don't know. Dramatic pause. What do you think, Sarabi? Second night. They were kind of like, okay, aware that he added a line, but whatever. Third night, I was like, I'm going out with a bang, sis. I goes, well, I don't know. What do you think, Sarabi? And then you could see the teacher just looking at me being like, this bitch thinks she can come up here. I give her the shit role so she doesn't get odd. And she's dragging it out.
You're using that artistic license and you're going, babe, I'm going to experiment.
Anyway, so the theme of this week is love and hip hop. No, I'm joking. It's love and dating. Which I think is long overdue. Because people are burning to find out who is single, who's available, and the answer is Kevin, not me. So get out of my DMs, you thirsty ass boys.
So I'm going to put it out there right now, if the theme is love.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been in love before.
Lads, we're going to have to take a break so I can just give Kevin a quick hug.
Alexa, play all the things she said by tattoo.
No, but you haven't been in love. But you've been loved and you'll always be loved by your friends and family.
Your hands are really cold.
My hands are freezing.
It's the stupid weather.
Like, I've experienced love before, but never like I have with Armin Jose Galang. No, that's my boyfriend's name. So,
why do birds suddenly...
Kevin, stop. Thank you. I'm gonna treat Kevin like Alexa.
She keeps lighting up there every time she hears her name. We're not talking about you, babe.
I'm on edge. She's almost like the third person in my grandmam now. Like, Amazon need to sponsor us.
I love they did, but also she's getting too big for our boots, so we need to keep her in our box.
But yeah, so I think it's good because we get two different perspectives.
Yeah, that's why this is good, and I think we alluded to this in episode 1 when we were saying the fact that you're in a relationship. I'm kind of on the dating scene.
Did that make it into episode one?
I think it did. I can't even remember.
I don't remember what makes it into the episodes and what don't.
Once we finish editing, I've listened to it so many times.
I never want to listen to it again.
I honestly, I think I stay silent for the first week after. I don't open my mouth because I'm so anti the sound of my own voice. I think you're good for giving me advice if I have been on a date or if like I meet a fella and I tell you about him and you can say, oh.
Because she's bagged herself a snack, honey.
So, like, because for a lot of the times with me, it is new for me. Because I've, as you might have heard, the rumors are true. I've never been in a relationship. So it's like, you're there as like a good guide for me. And also, I think, because you're in a relationship, and I'm, because it's long distance.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, obviously that does play on you. And it's like, it's tough. So it's like good that you can kind of go to me and like, we can like dwell it over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so handy for me because like, like, I don't know how I'd cope with not having my boyfriend here if I didn't have, like, my best friend like you, you know?
Oh,
I know.
My God.
We're having a love in. No, but seriously, though, because, like, long story short, Jose can't move over to the UK yet because he's waiting for his Irish passport. So, Irish government, like, you have a... You, when you hear this podcast, like, just sort your shit out. We've been waiting for ages.
Mum, where's my passport?
Nadine Coyle, look it up.
Insert Nadine Coyle voice over here. What's my date of birth?
So obviously, he's like Jose's from the Philippines, but lived in Ireland. Like
what? A lot. Is your boyfriend Filipino? I never knew.
Shut up. His name's Armin Jose Galang, babe. He's not from Galway.
What? Oh my God! I thought it was Armin Jose Gallagher.
Shut up.
Obviously, because so you just said he's living in Dublin and stuff, and I know that what you have, like you, even though it's long distance, you seem to find like a really good balance and always like make time for each other. So like, what do you think of people like who use that as an excuse? Because I know some people who've moved to London and like have left boyfriends or girlfriends back home, but it's like keeping it together isn't even an option.
I'm not going to lie and be like, it just works for us because we're like, I'm not going to be one of those annoying Instagram couples who are just like, we just love each other. No, it is really hard.
Yeah.
And like I love it. And to be honest, I always say this and people are always like, oh, it's so nice, but it's actually, it is true. Like, the only reason I'm long distance with him is because I know that I like he's like the love of my life and I'm just mad about him. And I know that sounds so cringy, but like,
no, it doesn't.
I'm just like,
it sounds beautiful.
No, but I'm just like, I wouldn't put long distance on anyone. It's shit, and you just want to be with them. Like you felt like you're dating all these people, all these gomies, like these dopes, and then you find the one you love, and then they're in a different country. But like I found. Like the person I actually am mad about in this like sea of everyone, I'm going to fucking stay with them even if they're across the pond, you know.
And that's the podcast over. That's just, sorry, but that's just perfect. Let's just finish on that.
Yeah.
That's so lovely. Is it that I'm too picky?
You're not too picky. You're actually, there's just, men are trash. Like, when, like,
it's not even that. I think it's,
can I get an amen? Men are trash. Can I get an amen, sisters? Every single white girl with their glass of rosé. Amen, honey.
I think it's just that I'm quite set on what I want or what I think I want.
What do we want? Hot men. When do we want it now? What do we need to have? A sense of humour.
Okay. One of the reasons is I'm very comfortable in my own company.
Yeah, you are.
I'm fond, not to big myself up, but I don't mind being myself.
Give you a dustpan and brush and a dirty kitchen and babe, you're happy for the day.
That's the reason why I can't commit to a relationship is because I'm so obsessed about being clean. And
no, but babe, you're the best housewife ever. I would love it. The one thing about me and Jose is that we're both so messy, like we be together for the weekend.
Manky,
we're not dirty, we're messy. There's
you're
a difference.
Manky. Yeah, I stress out.
Yeah. Oh, like your wardrobe looks like something out of Marie Kondo.
I am Marie Kondo.
Are you? Whips off the mask. You spark joy, you stay.
Like, even now, I'm not still like, oh my God, I'd love a relationship, actively seeking a relationship. Like I don't crave it. You know what I mean?
But he wouldn't be a. Like, he wouldn't object.
Yeah, I wouldn't object if someone was to come along. But it is just that idea of, like, because I'm so content... Oh, God, I'm going to sound like a right knob and a right bell end. But, like, because I'm so content with my life and how it is, it's, like, for me to, like, be with someone, it has to add to that as opposed to, like, reducing it. You know
I think
what
that's
I mean?
A huge thing. Like, when I met Jose, it was... And why I think I got in a relationship with him and why it happened so... And why we did do the long distance and knew it was right. I think we were both in a place in our lives where we were happy with who we were as people. So I think when we came together, we weren't trying to fill a void or be confident. I think that's when toxic relationships happen, and I think that's when they fall apart before they even start, because you're getting with someone to fill a void in yourself where you need to be, you need to come together and like add to each other's life instead of like taking from it. And you're so right.
Yeah, and as well, it's like, and people often say, oh, like, what's your type and stuff, and I genuinely don't think I have a type.
Yeah.
Like, okay, guys, if you're listening and you're a single,
get out
gay
a pen
man,
and paper there, babes.
Jot it down, or even take out notes on your phone. But
oh my god, if anybody actually is weak for Kevin, just throw us a DM and let's do a date for the laugh.
It would be a scream, wouldn't it? We should do that.
Do you have a type? Like, what is your type?
Okay, someone who doesn't take themselves seriously, right?
Yeah.
And then in terms of like looks,
mm-hmm.
I think this is like, and I had this on my Tinder like bio, is like, I do love a bushy eyebrow.
Oh, bushy. Is it because yours are bushy and you love
am
it?
I...
Are you one of those weird gays who are attracted to people who look exactly like them?
Not at all, okay.
Do you ever see those? No. I know you're not, but like, it's so... Do you ever see like a gay couple, lads, and it's like, they look like twin brothers? It's the weirdest thing ever.
Oh my god. When I worked in a gay bar in Soho, I remember I came in and I was serving these two lads and I was like, oh my god, like, are you brothers? And I was like... And they were like, no, we're boyfriends. And I was like, stop the lights.
Yeah, you narcissistic prick. You just want to have sex with yourself.
It was weird. I was like, no, I was kind of into it because I was like, oh my god. I was like,
it's like having sex with twins. You, do you need the third?
But yeah, it's crazy. No, but my type, like, and I just don't get when people are like, when people rule out a whole like ethnic group and say, oh, I'm not, and I get really annoyed because
so rude and racist,
rude, and also it's like, what are you on about?
Like, shut up
it. But it's like, are you telling me you can't, when people are like, you know that disgusting like narrative on
fat
femmes
or Asians
stuff,
or
whatever, but say like, okay, so I'm, you what, you've never found an Asian person attractive, do you know the size of Asia?
Yeah, babe. And you know the different looking, every single Asian person looks different.
Exactly.
That's like someone saying, no, white, I don't like white people. I'm like, what do you mean? You don't every white person doesn't look the same.
Exactly. And also like the sentiment that you can't help who you fall in love with, you know what I
also,
mean?
Also, yeah, and like, stop being so shallow. I know you have to have like a sexual attraction to someone, and like that is a huge part of it. But what's really sexy is when someone's fun, when you can have a laugh at someone. Because I always say this, like, obviously I'm delighted that Jose is a ride. I always say to him this as well, I'm like, obviously I'm delighted you're good looking and stuff, but if you were boring, I'd be gone, because when we're old, grey and wrinkly and like, I like shit in the bed and stuff, we want to have a scream about it.
Shitting the bed or shit in the bed?
Shitting the bed. Like when you're old and stuff.
I know, yeah. You don't need to say it. Oh, they're just saying shit in the bed, like, as opposed to like when you're writing.
Oh, bits. Oh no, I'll always be good in bed. That's never going to stop.
No erectile dysfunction coming from me, honey.
No. But that leads us to this week's sponsor. If you do suffer from it. No, are you getting served them sponsor posts on Instagram at the moment?
I keep getting served the post. People must know that I'm like... in between jobs, because I keep getting the sperm donation one. And they're offering me 40 quid for my sperm.
It's because you clicked on it, babe, and you're getting that cookie.
Oh, really?
Get these cookies, honey.
I need to claim my cookies. I need to claim my cash.
I got to claim my cash. Like, Joe, when you were younger and you Googled boys kissing on the home computer.
God.
And you cleared that computer with an inch of its life.
Oh, my God. I saw a tweet today and it was like, me Googling, am I gay, when I was 13. And it's like, yeah, babe, you are gay. You're Googling,
am I gay? I always remember when
I never Googled that, did you?
I used to be Googling all the bits. I used to Google boys kissing, am I gay?
Oh, well, I did those.
But then how to not be gay, can I stop being gay?
Oh my God.
All these stuff. Okay, we're going off on tangents again. We have to get back to it. And do you know, one thing I used to do, when obviously I'm with Jose for 3 years, but before that, I'm in London like 5, so I was 2 years here as a single gay man. There's about 50 apps that you download.
There's so many there now. I don't really, I kind of happen to always go back to Tinder just because it's like...
What's your rotation of the apps?
My what?
Your rotation, like rotation with the hoes.
I think...
rotation.
I don't know, like... Obviously, I think me with Grindr, just because I'm not into the whole hookup thing,
mm-hmm.
as such, like, it's not for me, but like, wouldn't judge
anyone
for doing
it. For the heteros listening, Grindr is...
Grindr's seen as like a casual sex app. So basically it brings up a grid of guys who are in within close proximity to you. And yeah, basically you write to someone. Like you can have... I have had conversations with people on Grindr with other people who aren't looking for a hookup and who I actually dated from it. But typically speaking, it is like guys looking for like a quick fix kind of thing.
From now on in this podcast, I'm going to now insert the Grindr sound when we want to blurt out something that we don't want to talk about.
Oh my God, I love that. We should have thought of that from day one. But like it's so annoying because a lot of the time when you're on Grindr or even with other apps, people will say, oh, what are you here for? What are you looking for? And that's
what are you into bugs me.
Yeah, what are you into? And it's like, well, I'm obviously a gay man.
Horticulture.
You know what I mean?
I like plays and I like
exactly.
Just new
you
album.
Know what I mean? And also, half the time I'm there to be nosy. I'm a nosy man.
Yeah.
I want to see who's going around and who's the new gay on the scene.
Oh my God, that should be your response. What are you into? Having a nose.
Oh, like, oh, 100%. My bio on my Grindr for a while was here for a nose. It's a tough game and I do think sometimes it can be unhealthy in the sense that it's like something like Tinder. Like if you haven't gotten a lot of matches in ages where like basically you're judged on how you look. I know obviously I do judge a lot of it on
the bio.
I will I will rarely just swipe someone if they only have good pics. I will read
don't
the bio.
You shut up and stop trying to be all high and mighty.
No, okay, right. No, okay.
You
scratch.
I actually just I read everyone's you be definitely like look at Amy's heart. Swipe.
No, okay.
Don't
right.
Try and be
there's
that
obviously bitch. That, sorry. What happens is like I
if
do
if someone's
that.
Not good looking enough for you to swipe. You say at least if they're funny and
they're
no,
I'd be like,
right.
Oh, he's quite good looking. I like it. Like he only has two or three photos up.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of similar, taken from similar angles. Let's see what he's about. And then he's just giving it, oh, like going to the gym and into mask guys. Like if there's a mention of only into mask or something like that, and
put
it's not just because it's not because I consider myself to be particularly effeminate. It's just because it's like, well, you have a hang up about.
You also have internalized shame and homophobia, so I can't deal with.
So
you,
and I'm not taking that on.
I'm dealing
you know
with my
mean?
Own shame from my childhood, babe.
But also, I love when like so if I'm on Grindr and someone writes to me who says only into masked guys or will write no femme on their account, but they'll be the one to start up a conversation with me. I love. Replying with a sorry babe, very femme. You know what I mean?
Or,
and they're like,
or like
or they're like, oh, you like, don't look femme in your pic, and I'm going, yeah, well I am, and you're not interested and you've blown this shot. So bye bitch, get a pack in.
You'll never see me again. Play.
I wanted to insert that in an episode. You got there before me.
I love it. We're gonna play that song over this track. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
I prefer a fella to be a bit more rough and ready, I want to say.
I love stylish people. I think that's why he's really attracted to Jose, because he's like such good style.
Style. But that's the thing, but like, as well, like, even if a guy's really attractive, you don't want someone rocking around in Abercrombie and Superdry.
Can we just talk quickly about Superdry? And if I ever saw someone wearing Superdry on a date with me, I would literally just get up and walk out. I wouldn't even have remorse. I would just go, how dare you come to this this arranged date wearing Superdry.
When I was home in Cork at Christmas, someone come out of the shop with three large bags from Superdry. And I'm going, all they do is
did
the
you
same.
Ring the police? Did you ring them?
Oh
I'm
my
serious.
God, what's going on here? But like, all they do is the same top or the same jacket in a different colour.
Everyone's freaking out. But they're good quality, that's what they say.
Are they though?
Are they though? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
So like, I really don't care about like how feminine or how masculine guy is or how they present.
Neither.
You know what I mean? Like, I really not face.
Also, like, I don't want to get into this debate now, but like, we're using masculine and feminine as words to describe behaviors. But like, what even is being masculine?
What even is it? I was on a date with someone this year, and on the second date that we were on. This guy was wearing like eyeliner, and
rubbish.
I only noticed it at the end of the night because like we met up in the evening and went for food, and then I was like, it was only when we sat down and we're like, when I was sitting across from him, I was like, oh my God, you're wearing eyeliner, and he was like, yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I love that he had the confidence to wear eyeliner out and about, and I found it really sexy.
That's so sexy. I think wear eyeliner, like, yes, yes, yes. It's eyeliner, babe. Just because it's on a boy, don't change the name to make us feel comfortable and call it guyliner. I'm not coming for you. It's eyeliner. It's not
guyliner.
Oh,
yeah, it's too, yeah,
yeah,
no.
Like, stop trying to make it masculine. There's also,
it's
like...
Kleenex tissues.
Man size.
How insecure do you have to be in yourself to go in doing your shopping bits and go, oh, tissues, they're gay, or they're for
I'm not getting women. These bent tissues.
You know what I mean? I'm going to get the man size and blow my nose on a big ass tissue. I Shut can, up.
Yeah, I'm crying my eyes out, but I'm manly because I have these man size tissues.
I'm watching The Notebook when I'm crying, but it's okay because they're man size tissues.
I don't wank to gay porn, but it's alright because I'm cleaning it with my man size tissues and I'm straight.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
They say nowadays that I think it's 3 out of 5 LGBTQ relationships are formed online or through apps.
Oh my god.
Which is huge, you know what I mean?
Shocking first dates from...
Really?
From, in general, but primarily from Tinder.
Like, I went on a date with a fella in Essex and he'd gotten the train out to me. And you know, it's awful because that's why I don't like chatting for someone too long online. Because regardless of how well you're getting on chatting over an app, you know once you meet in person whether that chemistry is there or whether you're actually really attracted to them. Because, well, these days with photos, yes, someone can have nice photos that you might be attracted to, but you can only really gauge it properly...
In person.
In real life, like, reality.
Like, I would say in photos you're like 6, and then in person you're like 8 or 9.
Huh?
You're way better looking in person than you are in pictures.
In person I'm better.
Babe, you're not photogenic at all.
Oh my god, I'm actually taking that as a compliment.
Like, you look way a million times better in person
than in real life.
IRL.
I was on this date in Essex. It wasn't as though he was like recently out or anything. He just happened to like have like a nervous disposition. He was shaking. He spilled the drink anyway at the table. It just wasn't going anywhere and the conversation was pretty forced. Next thing he gives this, like, it wasn't even that late and
I'm falling for you.
No, he says, oh, I'm after missing the last train home. And I'm going, oh God, right. And I'm going, oh right, because God, I was like, how much is an Uber then? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's other methods home.
Babe, that's the oldest trick in the book. He just wants to.
But that's what I mean. And I was like, if you think I'm gonna, and next thing he's kind of going, oh my God, and I really don't have the money to. And I was like, well, I am paying for your taxi back. You know what
also,
I mean?
Also, it's not sexy on the first date saying you missed your train and you don't have the money. Babe, I don't want no scrub.
Exactly.
Scrub is the guy that thinks he's fly, but he's also known as a bus staff.
And I said to him, I was like, listen, my housemate had like a pull-out couch in their room. And I was like, listen, well, I said, just so we are clear, I said,
you're not getting none of this cake.
Exactly. I said, like, I'm against sleepovers on the first date. And I was like, but you can stay in my bed. Like, the thing is, just because you meet up with someone, you've been chatting to them for a while, you don't owe anything to anyone.
You don't owe them anything.
You don't owe them your time. You don't owe them, like, a second date. You don't, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, that's the risk you take when you... Go and meet people on these apps.
If you feel uncomfortable on a date, my biggest advice is just David Blaine your way out of there, babe, and just disappear.
David Blaine stays in the one spot for days on end. He doesn't get out of any location. Where has he gone to these days?
He's still in that box. Anyway, so Kev,
yeah.
For those thirsty gays listening, are you on any apps at the moment?
I do, like...
Do you dabble?
I do, like, depending on how much memory I have in my phone and if I need to, like...
Babe, just tell us the apps you're on.
So currently on my phone, I have Tinder downloaded.
Give us your bio.
Right. So it just says, Irish. So that's +2 points for the accent, right? Because you know, when people say that, like being living in like England, because you're Irish, like people love the Irish accent for some reason.
Yeah, very wishy. I love it.
I just said, fan of tea, yoga, bushy eyebrows, oat milk, a good read, a good boogie, my mam, and Linda McCartney sausages.
Love it. That literally sums you. If I, that should
that
be
on, is actually babe, so
Can I take a picture of that? Because I need to put that in your tombstone, because that just sums you up. Okay, what else is in your bio?
I said, looking for someone who enjoys making babies laugh on public transport as much as I do. Sorry, but am I the only one who loves doing that?
I read it as looking for someone who enjoys making babies on public transport.
Because you're dyslexic. You jumble up words. You need to get tested. Babe, I don't see why you're so opposed to doing the dyslexia test.
Babe, I was tested in primary school.
You'll get a free laptop. I can have it. At the end, I just said, also, wouldn't it be lovely if you were smiling in at least one of your photos? There's just this notion that gay men are more attractive when they're more standoffish or pouting or like look unbothered or don't look warm and inviting. Yeah. Babe, I want to see a smile. Teeth are a big one for me.
Yeah, give me a smile, babe.
And like, it's just, you know,
teeth are a big one for you. They're actually huge in your mouth.
Also for me, like, a Snapchat doggy filter in your Tinder pics is a big no, guys.
It's a big no.
It's anyone... actually in any walk of life. Okay, I'm currently swiping and I need to stop.
Out of habit. See,
but that's the thing. You just get, like, I was just chatting to you, doing
a podcast.
And I just started swiping because it's just so easy to
addictive.
Do.
Oh my god! Woo! Kevin just got a match on Tinder. His name is Arba. He's born in the Lebanon and he's a penis.
That, you just sounded like you said penis.
Pianist.
It's pianist.
Pianist.
Oh, he is so cute.
You better get your match, honey. You better get
match. And look, you know what? The reason I was like, yeah, I'm into it. First pick, he's smiling.
We start on Ara. He's by a piano with the sheet music in background, smiling. Very hot.
Look at that grand piano. Oh my God, the size of it. Oh. I've come across guys who will, in their first pick, they'll be like two or three of them in the photo. And I'll be like, oh my God. Please, 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 please be the guy on the right.
Stop putting up group pics as your first pick on Tinder, babe. We don't know who you are.
Or just stop putting up pics where your friend is an absolute tongue soaker. You know what I mean? Like,
you did not just say tongue soaker.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Don't be putting it up where your friend is an absolute snack and then me thinking, oh, this could potentially be you. Then I swipe right and I see like that you were the fella on the left who's not serving it as much.
Okay, so if I was to give advice on your love and dating in general, I would just say, love yourself first, babe, then love other people. To quote the famous Pussycat Dolls, I don't need a man to make me feel good, I get off being free.
I was wondering what you were doing there going on your phone. I was like, how rude, we're nearly finished. Yeah, let's definitely wrap it up. Good night and God bless, take
care. Goodbye, talk to you.
Go on, love
bye.
You, bye, see
love
you later.
Love you, bye, bye, bye. Bye. See care. You guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.